these Wednesdays, we've been looking at a particular character in the Christmas story. No prizes for guessing who we're thinking about today. What might Joseph have felt when he first heard that news, and especially as he saw Mary getting bigger and bigger? And to take her into his house, seeing all that coming out before him. Taking somebody into your house isn't just putting up with them. It's loving them, nurturing them, being with them, supporting them. And then you've got all the clashes of culture behind that and how Joseph felt. I didn't know what to think, not when she first told me. My sweet, innocent Mary, pregnant. I suppose I should have been angry, and I was later, extremely. But that wasn't my first reaction. It was shock, more like. Disbelief. An inability to take it in. You see, I just couldn't see her playing around, deceiving me behind my back. Not Mary. Other girls, perhaps. But she wasn't like them. I'd have trusted her with my life, if necessary. So when she started chattering on about this angel, about being with child by the Holy Spirit, do you know what? I listened. No, honestly, I did. I know it sounds a bit daft, but I just couldn't believe she was making it all up, inventing an excuse to get her off the hook. And let's face it, if it were an excuse, it was a pretty lame one. I mean, when's the last time we've all seen angels? Precisely. But if I took it calmly at first, it wasn't long before the doubt set in. The questions couldn't be answered. The niggling voices that wouldn't go away. And in no time, suspicion had grown into something worse. Resentment. Bitterness. Condemnation. I'd have called off the engagement, there's no doubt about that, as much as I liked the girl. There was simply no way a man in my position could countenance going through with it. Not if I wanted to keep any semblance of respectability. She was tarnished, according to the law anyway. Her purity soiled. And if I took no notice, the village gossips would soon put their heads together and decide that I'd done the time shift, too impatient to wait. So that was it. My mind was weighed up. It was just a question of finding the right words and the right time, breaking it to her as gently as I could. Only then I had this dream, almost a vision, you might say, it was, looking back. So powerfully did it speak to me. Suddenly, it was me seeing angels, not Mary. It was me hearing the voice of God instead of her. And it was the same message, the same story. This child she carried, born of God, his gift to humankind. The one who would at last redeem his people. Did I believe it? Well, I suppose I must have done in a way. I married her after all, despite the snide remarks and the wagging tongues. Maybe, of course, I wanted to marry her anyway, or just didn't want to hurt her. Maybe I simply liked the thought of being a dad and wanted to believe that story of hers. Incredible. To be truthful, there were probably all kinds of reasons behind my decision. Yet perhaps it's through such things as those, through our everyday thoughts and feelings, just as much as through dreams and visions, that God chooses to speak to us. Perhaps through those most of all.